The former head of the Philadelphia Parking Authority is the subject of a scathing report by Pennsylvania's Auditor General. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. It comes more than 1 year since that former leader resigned amid sexual harassment allegations. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the matter has been referred to the state's top prosecutor.
Auditor General Eugene DePasquale says former Executive Director Vince Fenerty ran the parking authority with no oversight.
It is clear from my audits that the PPA Board of Directors was like an absentee landlord when it came to running the actual operations of the Philadelphia Parking Authority, giving the former Executive Director complete control of every aspect of its operations.
DePasquale called Fenerty a tyrant and a micromanager, especially when making hires.
He personally selected who was interviewed, personally conducted all the interviews, and made all the hiring decisions. He also created an undocumented informal process of bringing forward the need to fill or create positions within the PPA. There was also a lack of transparency regarding available entry-level job openings.
The Auditor General called for returning the Parking Authority to local control instead of being a state-chartered agency. Two floors above where DePasquale issued the report, the public was already talking about the Parking Authority and a proposed amnesty program for parking tickets. Emmanuel Bussey says the report is shocking.
When you read this report, you all should be outraged at this report.
The Auditor General's report's been turned over to the Attorney General for possible criminal prosecution. A statement from Attorney General Josh Shapiro says now that the audits are complete, his office will carefully review the serious allegations of misconduct with all speed and diligence to determine if any criminal violations occurred. The Parking Authority also issued a statement saying it already has complied with 80% of the recommendations of the auditor's report. It did not address directly the lack of oversight in the past, pledging we will continue to strengthen the organization. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.